Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Ted, is there anything you want to talk about?
Nope.
Very
I'm
energetic.
Good. Hot mic.
Nope. Nothing to say.
This segment of Hot Ted brought to you by Northeast Med.
My mic was not on, hopefully, right?
No, it was not. You're good, Ted. Appreciate
you guys
the energy.
Got
yep.
That.
Weird talking politics during the break.
Yep, politics. That's what we'll go with, politics. It is, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home.
Stop!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Reminder, stick around, 5:20. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be talking to Michael Chiklis. I know you're smirking, Dan Ball, but I'm always these Hollywood interviews, these one-off interviews, these stars. I enjoy
the honesty. I really do.
I'm always a little nervous until you actually hear their voice on the phone.
Busy guy. Understand.
He is. This isn't like, Alex Cora works down the hallway at Fenway Park and we talk to him every week. This is a legit movie star who's flying all over the country promoting his new movie. So
I'm fired up, by the way, for the movie, too. Watch the trailer a couple
times.
You cry at the drop of a hat, the opening of a story.
I teared up.
Okay. I love the fact that it's from the people who gave you two
Such
other
great story.
Sports companies, Secretariat, and also The Rookie, which is about another guy who's like late.
That's the director?
No, the producers.
Okay.
So these are the same people that put those movies together.
But does the producer have as much of an impact as the director?
If you bring the same similar screenwriters together and people that know how to tell that story.
If I love both of those movies.
Me too.
The Rookie is, if you didn't cry in that movie, even Secretariat.
That was a John Lee Hancock movie.
And our boy John McClane was in Secretariat, by the way, and The Rookie. He was he had a guest role in both of those.
Really? What was he in The Rookie?
He was a reporter.
Oh, great.
Typecast.
Guess I should have guessed
And
that
guess
one,
what?
Bad.
The same thing in Secretariat.
Wow.
He's out there asking
really
questions.
Cool.
So, yeah, John McClane, little known fact. He has a lot of movie roles in sports movies, but that says something. That those two movies are attached to this one. That's a good thing.
So we hope to end the show with a conversation with Michael Chiklis. We started the show with a conversation with Alex Cora here at Fenway Park. And the first thing we had to talk about was his young left-handed starter, Connelly Early. Great debut and a great follow-up last night. We're good. I mean, you know, there's some angst in the air. I don't know if you've noticed in Red Sox Nation. But let's start with the good. Before we get into some of those questions and angst, back-to-back starts from Connelly Early where he was unbelievably good. Whatever else happens around him, you have to like what you saw from the young pitcher.
Yeah, and that's something we've been talking about the whole season, right? Like, if we pitch, we're going to be okay. And he's part of the equation now. That's a really good lineup. They do damage against left-handed pitching, and to pitch in Sacramento where the ball flies and strike out 11 and be under control, that was one thing. And then yesterday, his first outing at Fenway, and you see him in the clubhouse, you see him in the pregame meeting, and the way he behaved on the mound, that was eye-opening. You know, very calm, uses all his pitches, understands when to expand. Control the running game yesterday, so that was great to see.
So that was Alex Cora's reaction to the early start last night. Little update on the pitching staff that we talked about elsewhere in the Alex Cora interview, and if you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature, download the podcast, all available, AUDACY. He gave an update to the media that Peyton Tolley will pitch out of the bullpen for the remainder of the season. Kyle Harrison is going to start on Saturday, so we now know sort of the rotation moving forward.
Ooh, you like that? Interesting. I do, because I always thought of Peyton Tolley fulfilling, if given the opportunity, that David Price role, power lefty arm that could pitch up to two innings, tops, perhaps in the postseason. Kyle Harrison did give you 3 1/3 scoreless, and of course we know that Connelly early has just been dynamite. You know, his first 9 innings overall, he's pitched now 10 1/3. First 9 innings overall, no runs allowed, 16 strikeouts. How's that?
Pretty damn good. And if I didn't look up the guy he's compared to, I would feel better about it because Don Ace, yeah. The guy who he's neck and neck with. They had both had 11 in one game and 7 in the other, I believe, for 18 strikeouts in their first two starts. It's like, woohoo! Why have I never heard of this Don Ace guy?
Because he's working at DSW?
He was a mediocre pitcher over the next 13 seasons, played one with the Red Sox. His claim to fame is he was traded for Jerry Remy. He went to the Angels. Jerry Remy came here.
Well, that's a net win. That's a net win.
That is a net win, but I want Connelly early to just win a lot of baseball games for the Red Sox over
when it's like no chase, amigos.
15 years. So, but no, early was really good. And we've been throwing this word around a lot. We've been throwing it around. It's a very short word, 2 letters, but it's very significant. Kind of looks like he has it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how smooth, baby faced, and just go out there and like spend
and
the park.
It just, I like the way the ball just hits the glove. It's just kind of. The velocity, the way it moves, I don't know. Just his whole vibe on the mound is I can get down with.
And he's sort of the anti, even though they're buddies, the more you read, he and Peyton Tolley are kind of buddies. He's kind of the anti-Peyton Tolley, different frame. He pitches more than he just throws heat. He has more pitches in his repertoire.
Built more like Chris Sale. He's a little leaner.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely leaner.
Good-looking kid, too. But the fact that he's, like, prepped, the fact that he's like a good study, or like you saw how impressed Alex Cora was with him.
Yeah, and this is going to feel like a shot, whereas the image of Peyton Tolley is like, I throw fastball.
Yeah,
grip it. What else do you throw? No, I throw fastball.
Bro, yeah.
Like he's kind of, and I love Hardo Meathead, like that's why I loved him in that first start. I'm not sure that always plays in Major League Baseball. I feel like you do need the secondary pitches and the ability to pitch. You know, they say pitch versus throw. I think Peyton Tolley can throw with some of the best of them. He's going to have to pitch better. Whereas,
if he wants to be a starter, he can throw and be in a middle reliever, closer type role.
That's true. And as this conversation evolves after the season and into next year, they have some depth of arms, it looks like, moving forward, where they could have a pretty impressive rotation. And maybe you do have the luxury of a certain guy if it's Tolley being in the bullpen and being a weapon out there. We also asked Alex Cora. There was a comment over the weekend that I don't want to say was controversial, but was notable. It kind of piqued the interest and perked the ears of a lot of people. So we had to talk to Alex Cora about his October baseball comments from the weekend. We were going to talk back to the October comment that gained a lot of traction. First of all,
I love it.
You kind of did it to me. 3 weeks ago, maybe, I brought up bunting. And I said, was that an eye on October? And you go, no, that's an eye on September.
Yeah.
And I get that focus. But you guys have talked about October, even going back to February, I think. Like, you know, Bregman arrives, Crochet. It's like, we plan on playing in October. That comment, do you regret saying it? Did it come off as a sign of, like, I don't have faith in my team anymore? Like, how do you feel like that reacted?
No, it was more about the third catcher question. Bro, it's twice a day from Fort Myers all the way to October 28th. Let's put it that way. And sometimes you like no, I'm not going to talk about the third catcher. You know, let's talk about what's going on, and we have to play better to get to October, right? And actually, I do believe the last three games we've been better. Yesterday, tough one offensively, but pitching-wise was good. We play okay defense. I guess New York, the last two were good. You know, we just have to start hitting with men in scoring position.
So Alex Cora, still thinking about October and okays us to talk about October. Just don't ask about the third catcher in October.
Right.
Which, don't worry, Alex, I was not going to get. I had a list of questions. I had them typed out. Third catcher in playoff series was not really on
my. I like how you brought up the Vrabel 6:30 interview. And he was like, yeah, that's why I don't do 6:30 interviews.
Yeah, that was.
You don't want to have to walk back everything you say.
Right. He's up till like two. He's got to be up till two every night.
Oh, at least. And he made it sound like later than that when he was describing watching highlights and realizing what time it was. And like, you got to work the next day and be at the park and all that. And then finally, let's end on a positive from Alex Cora. Most of the interviews are filled with a lot of positives, but we got kind of a positive update on Roman Anthony and his status.
Obviously, a lot has been connected to the offense struggling since Roman Anthony unfortunately went down.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 weeks since you announced that he was going on the DL. Can we get an update?
He's walking on the treadmill up to 25 minutes. Yesterday he told me it was a great walk. I mean,
he was a retired guy in Florida.
He's a 76-year-old woman.
he walked into the
We're going to take him to the Natick Mall, South Shore Plaza.
He walked in into the clubhouse, and I'm like, how you feeling? He's like, I'm feeling better. And where we at right now is like 25-minute walk on the treadmill. It was great. Yeah. He's feeling better. Still sore, but adding stuff to his rehab. No timetables, of course. But one thing that caught my attention yesterday was kind of like he went to my office. He's like, hey, I'm feeling better, you know, and I haven't heard that in a while.
Ted Johnson, what were you doing over there?
You know, I don't want anybody to think that walking 25 minutes on a treadmill, it means he's going to be back next week.
No. But I think
very, very, very much the first step of several baby steps.
Right. But, you know, as Fitzy alluded to a week ago, it was like, he's still sore. This was, he's excited. And he came to my office and told me he had a good workout. Like, almost like the young pup is like, realize, oh, I can kind of do this. I might be coming back getting. Yep. And if there's a bounce in his step, we can all have a little bounce in our step. The one interesting part, Fitzy, I didn't really notice this the first time. You posed the question something like, since Roman Anthony went down, the offense struggled. And he goes, yeah. Like there was like a verbal acknowledgement.
You think?
Like, no, you've been watching too?
But there's a clear demarcation line for where the team started going cold with their bats.
Yeah, yeah.
It was when Roman got hurt.
St. Anthony, the true leader of this baseball team, went down. We still have St. Bregman, but they're scuffling. Interesting, Ted. Seems like a W for Hart. That's going to do it for the drive at 5 today. We're going to prepare the runway, clear the runway for Michael Chiklis talking about the movie The Senior comes out on Friday. We're going to talk to Michael Chiklis next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, for the final time, Dan Ball, tell him what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. The Red Sox fell to the Athletics last night in the first of a three-game series. The final score was 2-1. Game 2 of that series is tonight. First pitch at 6:45. Lucas Giolito will start for Boston. And here is your lineup as Jaron Duran leads off and left. And it's Trevor Story at short. Alex Bregman at third. Masataka Yoshida is your DH with Romy Gonzalez at second. Rob Refsnyder in right. Nathaniel Lowe at first. Carlos Narvaez your catcher. And Seidon Rafaela out in center field. And he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaws and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaws, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 5:45, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England hosts the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The injury report looked like this. Just one player did not participate. That's defensive end Keon White. Some limited participants included Christian Barmore, Kalevon Chaisson, Carlton Davis, Christian Gonzalez, Harold Landry, Marte Mapu, Morgan Moses, Jack Westover, and Jared Wilson. Last night, the Steelers signed former Patriots linebacker Juwan Bentley to their practice squad. ESPN's Mike Reese notes that Bentley becomes the fifth former Patriot on the Steelers roster. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons back at Fenway Park, and we go to the phone lines now for a very special guest. Joining us is not only a local sports fan, but a movie star, Michael Chiklis. Mr. Chiklis, how are we doing today?
Terrific. How are you guys doing?
We are awesome. You're on with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and former Patriots linebacker Ted Johnson, who said he took a picture with you at a Super Bowl once.
Yeah, Michael, we met a while ago.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I can't remember where we were, but I do have proof that I met him, a picture somewhere that I got to find, but it's good to talk to you, Michael.
Good to talk to you, man. I think it was Best Buddies, no? Could it have been that?
It was Radio Row, and I forget where the Super Bowl was being played.
Oh, no, Radio Row in Houston.
That's it. That's what it was.
Right.
Good call.
What I love is that there are so many memories of watching you guys in the Super Bowl that we can't think of which one it was.
That's right.
Okay, so let's get into that. You're one of those obnoxious New England sports fans that has all these titles for the last 25 years. Where is your passion the strongest?
What do you mean? How could it be anything but New England sports? What do you mean?
No. I mean, which team gets you going? Is it the Patriots with all those Super Bowls, the Red Sox, like sort of where the young Michael Chiklis, the sports fan, where was
Why
the passion
Why do you want
strongest?
Me to pick from my children?
That's
Why
what
do
we
you
do.
Want me to pick between my children?
We all have a favorite.
I don't pick favorites with my children. And I will say, the Pats have given me more joy, particularly over the last 20 years, that's for sure. But the Red Sox have given me some joy, some huge joy as well. So, don't make me pick between my children. Stop it.
Yeah, it's tough to imagine, Michael, going back 30, 40 years, over a lifetime of Boston sports fandom, that this century the Sox and Pats would combine for 10 titles between the two of them and counting. Just curious, like, how important has Boston? It's wild. Think about all the relatives we all had, who would say things like, the Red Sox killed my father and now they're coming for me. Whereas we're just been celebrating.
My grandmother, this is a true story. My grandmother Well, I'm telling you, when the Red Sox finally broke through, I think that she just went, I'm good. And that was, there was nothing wrong with her. I think mm-hmm. she just went, I'm going to go see Papuli. You know what I mean? She was done. She saw it. Like she was the first person to call me when the Red Sox won. And she said, these effing guys haven't done this since I was one. She was 86 years old. So, I mean, yeah, that was some relief for her. So yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have
no,
to
please.
That.
No, thank you for sharing that. But I did want to ask, how would you say just sort of, you know, being a native to Mass, being a native New Englander and being a Boston sports fan has affected you or impressed upon you as a, not just a person, but also like informed you as an actor and a performer? You know, they always say people here have great depth, great resolve, great wit from surviving our upbringing, the traffic and everything that is New England.
Well, you know, something that I'm proud of, and yeah, we have our knuckleheads for sure, but overall, I think the sports IQ of New Englanders is quite high. And like I say this all the time, for instance, I was asked to do the narrative over an MLB retrospective on Derek Jeter's career when he retired. And I was thrilled to do it because the idea was his career and his play transcended the rivalry. And I agreed with that because if you're a true baseball fan or a true football fan, you're supposed to be able to tip the hat to greatness, right? If you can't look at a Mariano Rivera and tip the hat, then you're not really a baseball fan. You're just kind of an ass. You know what I mean?
You
know what I mean? Seriously. So, you know, you gotta be able to tip the hat, you know, but at the same time, look, rivalry's great. There's nothing better than sports. And when we're playing, we're at war and it's all in. But,
Michael Chiklis,
but at the same time, it's still a sport.
Michael Chiklis is here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Michael, so as an actor, your getaway is clearly sports and Ted and the Patriots and the Red Sox. We deal in sports, you know, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's our entire world on Sports Talk Radio. For us, sometimes sure. It's TV and movies, people like you. And I got a fanboy out for a minute here. The Shield, my favorite show of all time. Vic Mackey, maybe my favorite character. Was that a groan?
No, I appreciate. No, that was an I appreciate that. That was like, oh man, that's so, what that was.
The question I wanted to ask you was, in this era of streaming services and movies and reboots and shows, have you ever been approached to bring back Vic Mackey, the character, either in a movie or a reboot? And would you consider that?
Single biggest question I get nearly every day in my life, buddy. There's been a lot of conversation about it. You know, I don't want to give you a shred of hope, but at the same time, I never say never about anything because it really comes down to the what and the idea. But really, I doubt it, and the reason is, we did it. We did that show, and I love that show front to back. It's one of those wonderful experiences in a career where we didn't drop the ball. Hey, would you ask Ted to go back and play with the Patriots right now? You know, I mean, you know what I mean? That ship has sailed. You did that, and you did it beautifully. Don't you have three rings, man?
I do. Yes, sir, Michael, I do. Yep, very lucky. Got three of them.
Yeah, and I loved every one of them. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of the way I feel about it. You know, I think Tom Brady had the best answer to this kind of a question that I've ever heard in my life. They said to him, what's your favorite championship? And without even thinking for a moment, he went, the next one. And that's mm-hmm. the way I feel about films and television and theater. People ask me, what's your favorite gig? I say the next one. I'm always forward thinking and thinking about the next thing and what I'm going to do. And I've got some great things brewing and some excellent, and by the way, Friday, one of my favorite jobs of my entire life opens. And that's this movie the senior. There's a segue for you.
Nice. Attaboy.
I was going to say, you want to work 2 to 6 on WEEI with us?
Of course, we got it.
No, listen, I'm really, really proud of this. It's a true story. Oftentimes you see in a movie, you'll see the legend, this is based on a true story. Well, this one says this is a true story because it's a true story. This happened. And the subject of the story was standing off camera the entire time that we shot this movie. So Mike Flint was right there. And this is a guy who at 59 years old went back to college, tried out for his college football team, made the team, and played out his senior year. And I thought when I heard this, I was like, that's impossible. There's just, you know, I was 59 at the time when I did this. And I was like, knowing how my knees feel, I just don't know that this could be a thing, you know. And I only played, I was the captain of my high school football team, right? I can't imagine how you guys feel, the pros. ice baths must be your routine. In any
no
case, right, absolutely. I the cold plunge saved me through this process. In any case, you know, I it's a, you know, it's a beautiful story. It's a redemption tale. The guy in his first week of his senior year of college, he was the captain of the team. They were supposed to go undefeated, big time Division II West Texas team. They were, you know, and a freshman was out of the dorm after hours and he said, hey, you got to get in. And the kid told him, you know, where to go. And next thing you know, they were throwing down and he broke the kid's nose. Next day, he was not only thrown off the team, he was thrown out of school. And he left with his tail between his legs. And it was his biggest regret. And 40 years later, or 37 years later, he gets an invite to a class reunion. And he thinks he's received it in error. He says to his wife, I didn't graduate. And his wife's like, no, they were looking for you. The boys miss you. They want to see you. And I think you should go down there and get this monkey off your back. This has been driving you crazy since, you know, I've known you. And it's the one regret you have. And he went down there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
To apologize. So this wasn't a planned thing. He went to Texas to say, hey, you guys, I'm so sorry. I ruined your senior season. They ended up being like a 500 team. And he found, you know, they looked at him. They, you know, Mike happens to be, you know, a rock of a guy. He's, you know, he's a strength trainer. He worked as a strength trainer with several major college teams later in his career. And he's an animal, you know, he's just a tough guy. And they said, hey, man, you look like you could run with him. And he was like, yeah, I probably could. And they were like, well, you know, you're eligible. And he was like, I'm what? And they said, yeah, you're eligible. And it, he got it in his hard head that, hey, you know what? I'm going to try this. And if I can make this team, maybe I can be a mentor to these kids that I don't even know yet. And make good on what I did. And that's what this movie's about. And I haven't spoiled the movie. That's the first 10 minutes of the movie. Huh. And then it's really the trail, you know, and the trial of what he goes through. And you're going to crack up laughing watching this movie. You're going to cry. And you're going to go home feeling good about life. You know, there's a lot of bad stuff in the world right now, and I think we need movies like this, something that's hopeful and where someone does something for something good for all the right reasons, you know, and leaves you feeling like, hey, man, there's good people in this planet. You know, I'm just really passionate about this story. I think it's a great story, and it's really well told, really well shot. I don't know if you guys – I know you're sports guys, so you got to love – great old sports movies, you know, Rudy, The Rookie, Secretariat, yep. Miracle. By the way, Miracle, yep. And The Rookie and Secretariat were all produced by this producer. Mark Giardi.
Great movies. Yeah.
Great movies all, and that's what he specializes in. And Rod Lurie, the director, he's known for movies like The Last Castle, starring the late, great Robert Redford. I mean, these are really great people. Mary Stuart Masterson plays my wife, and she's a national treasure. She's phenomenal. Best of all is my chemistry with these boys. And you know this, man, from being on teams. There's nothing better than being on a team. And, you know, it's just the camaraderie, the joking around, it's, you know, game time is awesome, but practice is even the best part of it, because you're just showing up and the guys, we hanging out with the boys, the work, putting it in, you know, and it's all about that, you know. And for any of us who played when we were kids, the idea of getting a shot at it again at 59 years old is just insane.
It's the chemistry and the brotherhood that you feel on a team is unlike anything else you'll ever do. So I sign off on that. But Michael, I'm just curious, how active were you in your action shots? I mean, did you have a stunt double? Did you do a lot of the action shots yourself? How was that playing linebacker?
I did 90% of it, and you know, it is kind of like riding a bike. You know, I played a weak side linebacker and fullback in high school. I was the captain of my team. But, you know, I'm 59, you know, in this movie, you know. So, but unlike Mike, poor Mike, I had a stunt double. So there were, you know, there's a handful of shots where I was able to turn to Jordan and go, who played for Alabama, you know, and say, Jordan, I got to get my clock cleaned here. You're going to get your clock cleaned. And thank God I didn't do those shots, man, because, you know, Willie Bell out of Ole Miss was cleaning his clock. And when he hit him, I thought, like, it hurt me to watch it. He hit him so hard, this kid, you know. So, yeah, and you know that, right? So,
oh, yeah.
And by the way, I'm very proud because all the shots where I initiate the hit or it's an equal hit where we're hitting each other, I did all those shots. And a couple of them I probably shouldn't have done. but I did them, and my eyebrows hurt, you know, so it was, you know. But again, some of the blindside shots, the shots where I wasn't initiating the hit or again, going head on head, where I was taking a hit and getting cleaned out. There's something to be said for being a little bit older and wiser, and I'm glad I didn't do those shots.
A lot of shots,
Mike,
I probably.
Again, Mike Flint, but Mike Flint didn't have that luxury. He was, yep. He went to college and was playing with these guys, and some of these guys had a little bit of animosity for him, these young kids. They were like,
no doubt.
Ah, this guy's looking for a photo op. This is a stunt. He's trying to, so some of them, really had at him, and part of the wonder of this movie is the camaraderie he forms with these boys, and it's just, it's a good movie. It's one of those really cool sports flicks, and I just want everyone to go see it in the theater. Also, if you want movies like this to get made, you've got to go see it in the theater, because they'll stop making them. And everything that's been in the theater recently has been either a Marvel movie or a horror movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And a lot of those Marvel movies have been horror movies.
No comment.
Yeah, exactly. We're speaking with actor Mike, New England native, and actor Michael Chiklis here on WEI Afternoons. Last question, Michael. So obviously, in this career, and we all love all the guys here in this room. I think everyone in our audience, we love a good sports comeback story. The Rookie is one of my all-time favorites with Dennis Quaid. Yep. Great, great, underrated baseball movie. But, during the course of your career, you've had a chance to play one of the ultimate anti-heroes in Vic Mackey. You play a superhero in The Thing in the Fantastic Four movie. And then you also had a chance to play somebody who went between the two as Red Auerbach. What was that prep like?
Oh, man, look, I'm a Boston kid, so, and living in L.A., and I wear it on my sleeve. I literally named my dog Tom Brady so I could mess with people. and I don't call him Tom and I don't call him Brady. When I walk him down the street, I'm like, make good boy, Tom Brady, while I'm looking around. Just grinding. Anyway, I love that dog. Anyway, to play Red, what a dream. My father was such a hardcore Celtics fan. And during his era, with Cousy and Havlicek and those guys, because Red, in all honesty, was before me. He was front of office by the time I was watching basketball with my dad. But still, if we go to the Garden, he was always around, and my father would, you spot him and go, oh, there's Red, because, you could see Red from a million miles away, the way he dressed and everything. And who else would pull out a stogie with 2 minutes left and light it up? Can't get over that. I still can't get over that he had the audacity to do that. Can you imagine that in this day and age for a guy to fire up a stogie? That just wouldn't go over it.
All right, Michael, we appreciate you joining us. Hate to cut you off there, but we're actually leading into Red Sox baseball here on WEEI. We got a big game against the A's tonight.
Let's go.
Go Sox. Absolutely. Let's go. And let's all go see The Senior Friday in theaters, a great football movie that, according to Michael Chiklis, we will laugh and we will cry, and I promise I will cry because I'm a sucker for these things. Michael, appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you down the road. Anytime you want to call and vent, the line is open.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for having me here, fellas. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you, Michael.
Go Pats.
Go Pats.
Go Pats.
Oh. That's how Drake May used to say it, too, but he doesn't anymore. That's Michael Chiklis, the star of The Senior, in theaters this Friday. It's a redemption story. An old linebacker like Ted Johnson.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You could go back now, right? If you had a year of eligibility.
No doubt.
Why weren't you a stunt double?
I wish they would have called. Dang it.
All right. I want to thank Michael Chiklis, Alex Cora, Adam Schefter. Great day here at Fenway Park in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios. Red Sox A's tonight. Must win ball game. Lucas Giolito on the mound. Things are going to get a little tighter if they can't take care of business. Tomorrow we'll have a shortened show day game from your Boston Red Sox. Brian Baio will be on the mound. We'll be on post Red Sox probably around 5:00. We'll talk to Tom Curran. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.